People talk about starting a podcast, but they don't tell you about running one. They don't tell you what it's actually like to make an episode every single week. After 200 plus episodes in a row and thousands of episodes in total over the last 10 years, I'm going to show you what works, what doesn't work, and most importantly, what I would do differently. So let's get started. The number one thing that people ask me when they find out I've made over 200 podcast episodes is, how much money have you made? And while I have made money with my podcast and from my podcast, I actually don't make money by podcasting. I make money by creating a podcast for educational purposes. So then people watch it, listen to it, and become clients in my business. So I don't actually monetize the podcast itself. And this is a piece of advice that I like to give to everybody who's starting out, which is there's two different types of podcasts. There's a business podcast and an influencer podcast. A business podcast is created as marketing for a business. Typically, this is paid for by the business and they use the podcast for either marketing or sales, relationships, or material. An influencer podcast is probably your favorite podcast. Joe Rogan, Tim Ferriss, Call Her Daddy, you name it. Any podcast that is attached to either an internet celebrity or a real life celebrity is called an influencer podcast. With this podcast, they're actually using the downloads and the views to sell ad spots, and those advertisers pay them. So in that podcast, you need big numbers so then you can make money. So the only thing you need to know after 200 plus episodes in a row is, don't go in it trying to make money. The money will only come if the content is good. Let me say it again. If you're making a podcast for the first time, do not think about money. Yes, the business side is important, but it will taint your view of what you're supposed to do. And what you're supposed to do is create a great product. And that product is your podcast. And that has nothing to do with how much money you spend on it or how much money you make from it. What matters most is that people are coming out of that podcast inspired, educated, entertained, or a mix of all three. That's what gets them coming back every single week. And that is actually how you make money from the podcast. All right. So I've done 150 episodes of a podcast. The second piece of advice I would give you after 200 plus podcast episodes is, do not go in this to try to get famous. You are not going to get famous from your podcast. Now, you may get famous in a certain industry or niche, but there is no fame that comes with podcasting unless you are already an influencer or a famous person. When it comes to podcasting, it's a long form medium. Now, there are going to be short form clips, of course, but the goal here is not to become famous. It's to become a person of influence in your niche or industry. That is the main goal. All you want to be known for is the thing you want to be known for. And that has nothing to do with being famous. And if you've ever seen the lives of famous people, whether on a reality show or on the internet or on TV, you know that it's not that good of a life for the most part. These are not lives that everybody is trying to emulate. Sure, they love the cars, they love the houses, they think they love the lifestyle. Sure, I can understand that. But one thing I would never want to be is famous. Next piece of advice I'll give you after over 150 podcast episodes in a row, after creating 1,000 total episodes across 200 plus podcasts, is that podcasting doesn't magically do anything for you. You're actually not really going to see any real feedback on the podcast for the first couple months, maybe even the first 6 months or a year. Podcasting is compounding, right? People are listening passively. You're listening to this or watching this, and I have no idea. There's no way for me to tell other than a view on a screen. So when you start, keep your head down, keep pushing, and keep creating content. You don't know what people are thinking about your podcast. You don't know how they're feeling. And that's why you have to use social media to create a comment section for your podcast listeners. So that's a massive tip that I think people completely neglect, which is not just relying on the podcast. You also have to create spaces for your listeners to contact you. We post every single day, multiple times a day on social media, and that's a great place for me to actually speak to my listeners other than emails and direct messages. So this is the deal. Podcasting is not automatically going to make you rich. It's not automatically going to make you famous. It's not automatically going to blow up. Almost nobody blows up. There's 4 million podcasts and you only know of about 25 of them. So that's your proof right there. Podcasting is not going to blow you up. That's not the goal. You're probably not really going to see any real traction or movement for months, maybe even a year. That's good. Create quality content. All right. So 150 plus episodes in a row every single week. That's 150 weeks I have released my podcast without skipping a week. So the question is, what would I do differently? A few things. The first thing I would do differently is create a strategy. Before you get into your podcast, no matter what you're doing it for, make sure you have a plan. People will not listen to a podcast that is broad and untargeted and unspecific. People will listen to a podcast that is specific, that is tailored for them, and that has value in terms of solutions to a problem they're currently solving. So that is mistake number one, is the strategy. Mistake number two, the second thing I would have changed if I can go back in time when it comes to my podcast is having calls to action. Sure, it's simple. Listen to the next episode after you listen to this one. But what we do is we have something called a lead magnet. And that is a free resource that anybody who listens to the podcast can download. Number one, you're getting their contact information so then they can eventually, hopefully, buy something from you if they're the right fit. Number two, you're getting them into your ecosystem. Now you're not just hoping they listen to the podcast, you're able to email them directly. Number three, they're getting a free resource so they trust you even deeper. That is how this works. If they just listen to the podcast, that means they're probably procrastinating and wasting time. If they take an action, that means they want to know more. But if you never give them the opportunity to take an action, they'll never take it. And here's the craziest part. If you never give your audience an opportunity to go deeper, to take an action, to download a guide, to download a resource, to join a webinar, to join a call, right? They'll go somewhere else. They'll find another podcaster, another audience, another person, another influencer, another strategist, another coach, another consultant, and they will consume their stuff because they're looking for something deeper. Now, 95 to 98% of the audience is not looking for anything else. They just want to listen. But that 2 to 5% of the podcast, those people listening who have pain and they want somebody to help solve it, you need to create something deeper for them. So that is the last mistake that I see people make that I made myself, which is create something deeper than just the podcast. Podcasting works best when you're not guessing. And if you don't have a podcast yet, I have a resource for you. It is completely free and it's called Script Science. The best part about Script Science is that it's not a script that you have to read. As you can tell, I'm not reading off anything right now. I use Script Science. I have a hook and an intro. I have bullet points in the middle, and I have a call to action at the end. So if you're about to jump into your podcast and you want an easy way to get started on that first episode, it's the first link down below in the description of this YouTube video or this podcast episode or this clip. Now you know the lessons after 150 episodes in a row. The best thing you can do is stay consistent and have a strategy. When I started, I had no idea who I was talking to, so I couldn't serve them. I was talking to everybody. I thought my podcast was for everybody, and that didn't work. I had to change it so many times until I finally nailed that piece, which is who the podcast is for. So now that you know, you can go start that podcast and hopefully it's successful. I'm Ryan from Podcast Principles. This is what I help people do, record videos and create podcasts and marketing videos for their business. So if that's something you need, make sure you go and hit subscribe so you can watch more. Appreciate it. I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.